Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today is a special day in the Daf Yomi. We are finishing Meseches Moed Katan. We've got a Daf to go. So Moed Katan finishes on the top of Daf Choftes. We are on the top of Daf Chofches. And our Daf is going to continue discussing Agadata vis-a-vis death. And we will have on the top of Chofches Amabez more halachos in regards to mourning on Chol HaMoed, which of course was how the sugya of mourning, the topic of mourning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, was originally introduced to our Masechta, and that's why Maseches Moed Katan has Hilchos Avelos. Now we are up to two lines from the top on Chav Ches Amid Aleph, from the top of the wide lines. In other words, about 10 lines from the top. Two lines into Y, Tan Rabbanan. Mace Piso, Zuhi Mesa Chatufa. When we use the expression Chatuf, grabbed from the world, that's referring to someone who dies suddenly without any expectation. Chala Yom Echad Umeis, Zuhi Misa Dechufa. Someone was sick for only one day, then that's someone who was pushed to death. Ramechanina ben Gamliel Omer, Zuhi Misas Magefa. This is referred to as a Misa of a plague. Shenema, in regards to Yecheskel, the Pasuk says, Ben Adam, Hineni, we've learned many halachos from the Ptira of Yecheskel's wife, and this is the Pasuk that where Yecheskel is being informed that his wife is going to pass away. Hinni lokech mimchas machmad einecha b'magefa, that she's going to die in a plague. Uksiv, va'adaber ela'am baboker, and Yecheskel describes that he spoke to the people in the morning, va'tamas yishti be'erev, and she died in the evening. So a day later, after she had gotten sick, is when she passed away. Shnei yamim v'meis, if a person is sick for 2 days, and then passes away, zui misa dechuya, that's a person who has been pushed away. Gimel, if the person is 3 days, gara, then in such a case, that's called Misa Gara. Gara literally means protest. Arba, that's called Nazifa. Nazifa, we learned, is a form of Nidui. Chamisha Zui Misas Kol Adam. Chamisha, 5 days, describes the death of every people, every person. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Chanan taught, Mikra, what does a Pasuk mean? Hein Karvu Yamecha Lamus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, your days are coming close to death. Al darshin hein chad. That means 1 day. Karvu trei mecha. Trei hachamisha. So it's 1 plus 2 is 3. 3 plus 2 is 5. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed Moshe Rabbeinu 5 days beforehand that he was going to pass away, so he could prepare for the ptira. This drasha of hein being 1 explains the Gemara. Hein means chad in Beloshin Yevani, in Greece, Greek. So karin la'achas hein, it refers to one as hein. Says the Gemara, meis b'chamishim shana, somebody who dies at the age of 50, zuhi misas kares. That is kares. Interestingly, tells in the Dibur HaMaskil, meis b'chamishim gives us a fascinating makar, and questions its makar. Take a look over there. Chamishim v'shtayim shem, someone lives to 52, zuhi misas osho Shmuel haramasi. Then that's similar to death of Shmuel, died at 52. Shishim, zuhi misa b'day shamayim, 60 is that he was punishable by death, mi shamayim. Tosis here gives a source that the Yerushalmi says that the Meisei Midbar died at age of 60. Amar Marzutra, Maikra, Marzutra asks, what is the source? Tichsiv tavoy bechelech elei kever ka'alois godish bi'itoy. And that's talking about someone who dies in the appropriate time. This pasuk appears in Iyov. So it says the Gemara, bechelech begimatria shisim. That bechelech refers to someone who dies at age 60. But anything slightly before, points out Tosos, is considered Misa Bidei Shamayim. Another explanation Tos gives in Dibur HaMaskil, Misa is actually 50 is Misa Bidei Shamayim, and 60 is normal death. So then you don't have to say that right before 60 is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Shivim Seva. Shivim is someone who already has reached and an old age. Shmeinim Gvuras, 80 is already the age of Gvuras. Tichsiv Yimeshna Seinu Baem Shivim Shana. That the average man, the Pasuk, says, Tilim Tzadi lives 70. Vim Gvuras, and if he's strong, Shmonim Shana, 80 years. Amar Rabba. Mechamishim Vaad Shishim Shana Zuhi Mises Karis. Between 50 to 60 is Mises Karis. And this that the Brisa above didn't mention, because we don't want to put Shmuel Ramasi in that category of 50 to 60. Where it continues, Rav Yosef, Kehavi Bar Shisin, when he was 60 years old, Avalu Yom Tov LeRabbanan. He made a holiday for the Rabbanan. This is a famous Gemara. Amar Nafki Li Mikares. I've gone out for the punishment of Kares, as we learned above. Age of 60 is the punishable by Kares. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye said to him, Need enough Ekle Mar Mikares. It's true that you went out of Kares Dishani, Kares for the years. Mikares Diyomi Mi Nafik. But you go out of Kares from the days. Rashi explains that we learned above that someone who gets sick and dies quickly is someone who dies b'misa chatufa. So that misa chatufa, are you going to be lucky like Moshe Rabbeinu to have the appropriate time for preparation, or you'll get out of Karis Dishani, but Karis Diyami, which from this Gemara now seems to be an onish. Now we see from the Gemara above that Karis, that misa chatufa is a misa of an onish. So says Abaye, how do you know you got out of that? Amale, so Rava concedes to him, but says, still I want to celebrate. But take half of it in your hand. In other words, celebrate with me that at least I've gone out of Karis Dishani. Rav Huna nach nafshe pisim. Rav Huna died suddenly. Vakadaine Rabbanan. And the Chachamim were worried maybe he was punished with Misa Chatufa. Tanilu Zuga Dimidayev, there was a couple of Talmid Chacham that came from Dayib that taught, Loi Shanu, when do you have a problem? Misa Chatufa, Elishle Gilig Gvuras. Only if he hasn't reached the age of 80. Well, Gilig Gvuras, Zuhi Misas Nashika. But once it's Gvuras, so then there's no such thing as Misa Chatufa, then that's Misas Nashika. Amar Rava Chaye Bini Umezaini. This is a very famous expression, and that is the schus of health and life, and the schus of children, and the schus of food, lei b'schus ataliyumisa, is not totally on merit, ela b'mazla ataliyumisa, but is only totally on mazel. Now this in itself raises a very, very, very basic question. Tesis asks, Dibra Maskel ela, that we learned towards the beginning of Seder Moed in the Daf Yomi, on Daf Kuf Nun Vav, in Masechet Shabbos, ein mazel be Yisrael. So how could you possibly be say that's totally a mazel? Is there, don't we say there's a rule of ein mazel be Yisrael? So Tosis answers a very cryptic answer. He says there are times that the mazel does affect, and there are times that the mazel does not affect. Some in the Oz Vahadar, they have a very, very important addition to Tosis' words. Look in Tos Dibra Maschel Ella V'Yeshlomer Dilupam Mishtana Al Yidei Mazel. They add the two words Al Yidei Schus Gadol. That it seems that what it means is that if a person is B'Yisrael, then he has the opportunity to change Mazel B'Schus Gadol. But generally, Chayu B'ni Mezayni is totally B'Mazel. The Gemara here says Da Rabba V'Rav Chizor Tarvai Rabban Sadika Havu. Both Rabban and Chizor were big Sadikim. Mar Matzli one Davin V'Asi Mitra. Mar Matzli V'Asi Mitra. And when he davened, the other one davened, also rain came. In other words, proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them in both times, and nevertheless their lives are very different, as the Gemara is about to explain. Rav Chizda Havin Chaya Tishi V'Tartin Shnin. Rav Chizda learned it lived to the long, ripe old age of 92. Rabba Chaya Arbon. Rabba only lived to the age of 40. Bei Rav Chizda Shisin Hiluli. There were 60 canopies that Rav Chizda saw in his lifetime in terms of marrying off his children as far as the chuppah. Bei Rabba, but in Rabba's yeshiva house, Shisin Tichli, there were 60 cases of Avelos. So, even though they were tremendous tzaddikim, their lives were very, very different. Bei Rav Chizda, Smidi Lekalbi, in the house of Rav Chizda, they were able to give flour to the dogs. They were that wealthy. They had an abundance of flour. V'lo Mitbi, and they never needed to look for flour, even if they gave the flour to the dogs. They had so much. Bei Rabba, Nahama desari liinshe. They ate barley bread. That's very, very cheap bread. V'lo mishtabach, and even that mishtakach, and even that was hard to find. V'amar Rava, and Rava taught hanitzlis mili. These three things, boi kamei shmaya, tarti yovle. If you ask for three of these things, two you'll get. Chadalo yovle. Excuse me, he said of himself, Rava said he asked of himself for three things, and he got two of them. Chuchmase de Ravuna, I asked for the wisdom of Ravuna, v'utre, and I received. I asked for the Chachma Ravuna, kama. V'utre de Ravuna, Rav Chizda, and the wealth of the osher of Rav Chizda, v'yavli, and I got. Am v'sinuse de Rabba Ravuna, lo yavli, but the modesty of Rabba Ravuna, and that I did not receive. The Gemara continues, Rav Sa'ir Nachua de Rava. Rav Sa'orim, who was the brother of Rava, Havi Yosef Kameh de Rava, was once sitting in front of Rav Chazi. He saw the Havi Kameh Namne, that he was falling asleep. Now here, Rava Rashi says that what he saw in Rava was that Rava was a ghostess, that Rava was on the path to going to the final sleep, to passing away. Amalei, he said to him, Rava said to his brother, Rav Sa'orim, Leimalei mar delolitzaren. Please tell the Malach HaMavis not to torture me too much. Amar lei mar lav sheshvinehu. Are you not yourself a friend of the Malach HaMavis? Why can't you, asks Rav Sa'orim, to Rava communicate that? Amar lei kivan de imsar mazlo lo ashkechli. Since my mazel has gotten bad, the Malach HaMavis is not going to listen to me. Amar lei, so Rav Sa'orim said to him, l'schezili mar. I will do this, but I have one request, and that is, after you pass away, come to me in a vision. So Rava came to him. Amalei havalei lemar tzara. He said to him, he said to Rava, did you have tzara at your patira? Amalei, Rava said, ki rivda dechusilta. It was painful, like a needle penetrating into flesh when bloodletting. Rav Avi Yosef kamei de Rav Nachman anu gemar. Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, obviously before he passed away, before Rava passed away. Now it's Rav Nachman. Chazed dekomis namne. Once again, Rava sees that Rav Nachman is a gosei. So now the tables are turned, and it's Rava with his Rebbe, Rav Nachman. Amalei lema lemar delo letzaren. Rav Nachman asks Rava. Maybe that's where Rava learned to ask his brother Rav Sorid. Say to the Malach HaMavetz not to torture me. Amalei mar lav adam choshev. Rava asked Rav Nachman, are you not adam choshev? Amalei man choshev. Rav Nachman says, who is Chashiv? Man Safin. Who should be the Malach HaMavis afraid of? Who should the Malach HaMavis be afraid of? Man Rakia. Who is prepared to be able to face the Malach HaMavis? And therefore, I, Rav Nachman says, am scared of him. And therefore, I ask you that you beg of him, lo letzaren. Amar leit, l'schezi limar. After you pass away, I would like to have a vision of you, Rava says, to Rav Nachman from the perspective of Olam Emes. Ischazile, and he appeared to Rava. Havale, Amale, Havale Lamar Tzara, did you have pain? Amale, Rav Nachman exclaimed, Kimishchal binusa mechalva, like the pulling out of the hair from milk. So we see that there were very, very different experiences that Rava described versus to what Rav Nachman had described. V'i Amarli, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zilbahu Alma Kad Havis. And Rav Nachman added, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said to me, go back to the world that you are from, Lo Be'ina, I would not want to, Denafid Be'isuse, because the pachad of the Malach HaMavis is so great. Now obviously there's a lot more that needs to be said about the meaning of these statements, but we'll leave it with that for Daf Yomi. Rabbi Lozer have a ka'achel truma. Rabbi Lozer was in the middle of eating truma. Chazi lei the Malach HaMavis appeared to him. Amar lei, wow, Rabbi Lozer responded to him. He said, truma ka'achelna, I'm eating truma. V'lav kodesh ikri, is truma not kodesh that has to be eaten b'tahara, that you can't kill me because that will cause the truma to become tamei. Chofalei shaita, and for that reason the time passed and he died at a later date. That's a way to stave off the Malach HaMavis. Rav Sheshes is chazilei b'shuka. Rav Sheshes had the Malach HaMavis appear to him in a shuk to kill him. Amalei b'shuka, kebehema. You want to kill me like in the shuk, like a behema? Isa l'gabe besi, come to my house and kill me in a dignified manner. Ravashi is chazile b'shuk. Ravashi had the malchamos come to him in the shuk. Amarle isrich li toss in yoimi v'hadu l'talmudi. I first want a chazer on my no my taira. The Gemara tells us Ashri Misha Bav Talmudai Liyadai. This appears in a couple of places. It appears in Psachim, on Daf Nun. It appears in Bava Basra, and it appears over here in the Gemara. Damrisu, because they say Ashri Misha Bav Kam Talmudai Biyadai. So I want to come prepared to the Shamayim, presumably, according to some traditions, you get a bechina upstairs. By the way, I heard from Rav Branspiegel in the name of the Chiddush Arim that Talmud Abiyado, if you don't have the opportunity to chazer everything you learn before Ptira after 120, if you have notebooks, your notebooks come with you. Biyoyim Tlasinas, on the 30th day he came. Amalei, Mai, Kule, Hai. Why do you come during the 30th day? Wait for the end of the 30th day. Kodach Ge Ragle, Divar Nasan. The Malach HaMavis said that because the footsteps of Rav Huna Bar Nasan are pushing, and we learned, and we had this earlier in Brachos Mem Chesam Abeis, as well as Antainus on Daf Hei Abeis, when we were discussing the Ptira of Shaul and Shmuel, that they both had to pass away before the time of Higia Malchus Beis David, that Beis David was supposed to begin. So to over here, the same happened, not only in regards to Malchios of Malchus Yisrael, but even the Malchios HaTorah. The time has come for Rav Ashi to pass over to Bar Nasan, Rav Huna Bar Nasan. Ve'ei Malchus Nogas B'chavar Tafil K'mlei Nima. It doesn't even touch a hairbreadth, period. So that's why it was time for Rav Ashi to pass away. Rav Chizda Lava Yachalei. Rav Chizda did not allow the Malach HaMavis to take him to Lav Shasik Pumei Migirsa. He didn't stop learning. Salik, the Malach HaMavis left him. Yosef Ba'ara Devei Rav. He sat by a cedar tree next to Yeshiva Rav. Poka Arza. He caused the tree to break. Shasik. That caused Rav Chizda to stop for a split second. Yachalei. And then he was able to take his life. This is very similar to the story of David HaMelech in Shabbos. Perek Bamem Adlikin, if I'm not mistaken, where David HaMelech as well knew he was going to pass away in Shabbos and he did not stop learning. And then eventually the Malach HaMavis had him slip, and he stopped, and then he was able to remove his neshama from the world. Rav Chiya lo havei matzi l'mikravele. When it came to Rav Chizda, the Malach HaMavis couldn't get close to him. Yom Echad, it's interesting that it says that by Rav Chizda, that he couldn't overpower him because he didn't stop learning. Rabbi Chiya says he wasn't able to get close to him. Could very well be that Rabbi Chiya had a tremendous zechus, as described in Ksubis on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. It's referred to as Maisis Chiya, that Chiya did everything he can to prepare the little children, even trap, the Gemara describes, the animals used to make Svarim for the little children, and the Gemara gives the ultimate Shvach to Rabbi Chiya, shows Tishkach Torah Miyisrael. So even though Rav Ashi was his tremendous Masmid, the Hasmada only protected him at this particular moment, Rabbi Chiya had a special Schus, that in general, lo havi matzin mekarvele, that the Yetzahara couldn't even get close. Yom echad me'idele ka'anyo. One day he appeared to him, the Malach HaMavis had to use a ruse, a trick, and he appeared to him as a poor person. Asa tarif abava. He knocked on the door of Rabbi Chiya. Amarle, apikuli, rifta, give me a bit of bread. Apikule, and Rabbi Chiya gave to him. Amarle, the Malach HaMavis said, v'lav kamarachim mara anya. You are not more merciful on a poor person. A fascinating argument, he says to him. And that is that once you're merachim on aniyim, you should be merachim on me too. Amar lei v'lavka merachim mara anya. Are you not someone who is merachim on poor people? So then, ahu gavra, on another person, on this person, myself, why are you not merachim on me? In other words, why are you not merachim on me, the person, quote-unquote, of Malach HaMavis? Why are you not? Amaylo k'merachim mar. So what does Rabbi Chiya have to do for the Malach HaMavis to be able to kill him? Maybe as we were Masbir before, because Rabbi Chiya's Schus Alon Nishkach Tori Yisrael, so then Galilei, the Malach HaMavis reveals himself, and Achvilei Shuta Denora, and he shows him a pillar of fire, that he is the Malach HaMavis. So then, because of his beseeching, Rabbi Chiya, Amtzilei Nafshe, Rabbi Chiya gave himself over. Rabbi Chiya, it seems, because of his chuyos, until he gave himself over to the Malach HaMavis, would not pass away. Wow. According to our pshat, what is chus that a person has? If he gives himself over to the chinuch of all of Klal Yisrael, then even the Malach HaMavis, in its purest form, then even the Malach HaMavis will not be able to be shoylet. Says the Mishnah on Tapach of Chesam Beis, a new Mishnah, Noshim B'moyed, Me'anos, a woman, women on Moed, they could make noises of loss, avolomit pachos, but they cannot clap their hands. In those days, that was a special way of mourning, for those of you who have been zochet to be in Eretz Yisrael, and to hear, literally, at the kotel, of women doing, so that was something that was common in the time of Chazal, they would make special noises, both noises for simcha, and as well for the opposite, Rishmol Oimer, ha, smoch muchos limata, excuse me, lamita, those who are the women that are close to the mita, mitapchos, they could make noise even on chalamoid, period. Birashe chadosh, mechanako purim, anos umitapchos, baze vize. Then they could do both. However, lomikoninos, but they can't do what's called a kina. Now we're about to explain what all these different things are. Nikvar hames, once the person is buried, and we're talking on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim, so then lo amaros v'lo mitapchos. Ezeu inui. What exactly is the definition of all these things? Shekulan onos ba'achas. All of them cry together. Kina, sha'achas midaberes, one speaks, v'kulan onos achra, and everyone cries after her. So that is the kina that is ma'orer b'chia, Mefarshim explained. Shenemar, as the pasuk Yirmiyahu says, v'lamadena v'noisechem nihi v'isha ri'usa ki'ina, kina. And that is that v'lamedna, that they teach the other. In other words, one of them says the kina and the other repeats afterwards, and that is ma'orer b'chia. Avalasa lavay huaymer. The pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu Bilam Alizon Etzach Umacha Hashem Likim Dima Meyal Kol Ponim. After Tchias HaMesim, then everybody is going to sing because there is going to be no death and no cry. It seems that the Masechta in Mishnayos concludes on this positive note, even though we were talking about the halachos of Chalamoid and mourning. That's exactly what Tosa says on top of Chaf. In fact, Tosa seems to have had a tradition that Moed Katan was the big siyum. Actually, I just got off the phone, my chavrusar of Simcha Shor, who tell me he's making preparations tonight for the big siyum on Chalamoed, on Seder Moed, and Tosas, once upon a time, had the siyum actually being on Meseches Chalamoed, on Moed Katan. However, our tradition has it after Chagiga. Tosis then quotes the Rior Leans that says, based on this, I can now understand why Seder Nashim begins with Tes Vav Nashim. And that is, it's a continuation of the loss of Moed Katan, the mourning of Moed Katan. And it's not beginning with loss that we start off talking about a tragedy of a woman whose husband passed away without children, but rather it's just simply a continuation of Meseches Moed Katan, Tesvev Nashim, and the Halachos of Yibum. Again, according to our tradition, the Seder does not end that way. Let's Beis Hashem pick up with the first narrow line on, the last narrow line on Chav Chesem Beis with the Gemara. Maya Moron, what do the women say when they do Monos? Omar Rav, Rav says, Vay La'azla, woe is this loss, Vay L'chavila, woe is to the loss of someone who goes and does not come back, and woe is to the people who carry this bundle of the Niftar. Amar Rava, Rava now, amongst other Amoraim, although Rava is going to be the most common one, that's going to quote different Hespedim of women.
Neshed Shechansiv, the women from Shechansiv Amr and Hacha Vay Ozla Vay Lechavila. That's what the Neshed of Nechansiv said, like we mentioned above. What was for those who go and don't come back? What was the one who carried? Vamar Rava, Neshed Chansiv, Amr, Gud Garma Mikava. A bone has fallen from the cheekbone. Vnimti Mayil Anticha. And the water returns to the utensil that came from them, which means that the neshama seems to be going back to its original source.
V'amar Rav, and Rav also taught, the shechansiv amaran atif v'chasu turi, wrap yourself up. Devarami uvaravrivi hu, because a great person is coming for burial. V'amar Rav neshed shechansiv amaran, also they say, shayol itztila demilsa, the coffin and the covering is like a fancy cloth. For a free person who has completed his usage of this world and is ready to go on. This person was always busy. He was always looking for money, and now he needs to borrow money for tachrichim. Yizufta Yosef means to bury money.
Excuse me, to borrow money. Ve'amar Rava, and Rava taught, Neshed Shansiv Amri, and the women of Shansiv say, Achno Targe, our brothers, the merchants, Azavzige Mibadku. In the end, they're going to be checked. In other words, they act as if they're wealthy, but only they won't be able to manipulate to show that they're wealthy. Either their estate will be able to buy the necessary preparations for their kvura, or not. His death was like all other deaths, umarin, but his sicknesses, chibula, was very, very difficult, that this person suffered. So these are different things that the women would say to be ma'orer b'chia. Tanya. Hayu Rabbi Meir Aymer, Tov Leches El Beis Avel, the Pasuk in Mishnah tells us that you learn more by going to Beis Avel, Meleches El Beis Mishnah, Ad v'hachayitein elibo, that's all part of Mishle. Dvarim shel Misa. The thing of Misa he should know. That goes back on hachayitein libo. He should know that it's shayach to him. Rabosai, there are only two givens in life, and one of them is death. What, how do they quip in America, and the other is taxes. That's what the pasuk is, v'hachayitein elibo. Dvarim shel Misa, he should put to his heart that applies to him. The Yaspeid, the one who gives Aspeidim, Yaspidune, ultimately they're going to say eulogy on him. Especially those who are Rabbanim need to remember that eulogies are not just their job, but realize that one day the Hespid is going to become a Hespid on them as well. Diyikaver Yikvarune, those who are buried, ultimately who watch people bury, they will be buried. Yit the Yitan, those who carry the body of somebody else, once upon a time, they carried someone else. Yitanune, they're going to be carried. Dida, the one who raised his voice to be in crying out for others, then the Yadlune, then someone will raise their voice to be masped them. Vikadarmi, others say, Delo Yadil Yidlune, that those who don't raise their voice when it comes to pushing forward to a eulogy, so then, ultimately, Yad Lunei, they're going to be raised in heaven. D'chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki toiv amar lecha aleihega. Beautiful, beautiful Pasuk in Mishle. The best is you should go up with permission, as opposed to pushing forward. That a person should never push forward to positions of honor or influence. Tan Rabban Kishmeis Barim Shel Rabbi Shmuel. When the sons of Rabbi Shmuel passed away, there were four zkenim that went in to comfort him. They were Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yossi, Agli, Rabbi Elazar ben Azar. For Rabbi Akiva, Amalem, Rabbi Tarfon said to his friends before they went in, Du shechachem gadolu, should know that Rabbi Shmuel is a chachem gadolu, baki v'agadus. And he knows all the agados of Chazal. Al yikanes echad mikel ledoch divrei chaveiro. And also don't interrupt your friend. The Marasha is quoted as explaining that if you're going to interrupt your friend in Limud, because make ha'ara on what your friend said, then Rabbi Shmuel is going to get involved, and a Avel is Asur b'Talmud Torah. Could very well be that there are other explanations over here
for it, Shivim Panim Latorah, could very well be that you don't want to create confusion when it comes to an Avil's house. If your friend says Ara, don't be mayor on it in an Avil's house. Let it stay, because the moment that you create theological confusion is the moment that makes things worse for the Avil. Amar Rabbi Akiva Vani Achron. Rabbi Akiva said, I'm going to be the last one to be Menachin. Pasach Rabbi Yishmael. When they came in, of course, Rabbi Yishmael started, because Allah is an Avil, is the one who's supposed to start, because it's Asr for anybody else to talk until the Avil starts talking. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yishmael said, Rabu Avonosav, Bikfu Avalov, because of my son's Averus, so then the Avelus caused their Ptira. Hetriach Rabosav Parmishon Avishnia. And for that reason, you guys had to come a few times because of the death of my sons who died to their Averus. And then Rabbi Tarfon literally answered. And he said, Va'amar, in regards to the death of Nadaviu, the Pasuk says, Va'achechen, Kol Beisrael Yifku Asasreifa, Fa'alot Varm Kal V'chomer. Isn't it Kal V'chomer? Ma Nadaviu Shlosal Mitzvah Achas. Dichsev Eikru V'bnei Aaron Es Hadam Elov. They did one mitzvah of the Avodas Hayom. And there was a chiyuv of Klal Yisrael to mourn them. Kach bonim shel Rabbi Yishmael, achas kam v'kama. Certainly the sons of Rabbi Yishmael deserve even a greater hespid, because they did many, many mitzvahs. Of course, the question becomes, did Nadav and Aviv also do other mitzvahs as well, aside from their one avoda? Rashi and the Ein Yaakov said that on the day they passed away, they did one mitzvah. Marsha says that Nadav and Aviv only did one mitzvah for the tzibur. By the way, this fits in beautifully what we said in regards to the schus of Rabbi Chia, that he pushed away the Malach HaMavis because Bishvilo lo tishkach Torah Yisrael. But Bnei Rabbi Yishmael did many, many mitzvahs. This is what Rabbi Tarfon said. Nen Rabbi Yosi Aglili v'amar. Rabbi Yosi Aglili then said, the Pasuk says, V'safdu loy kol Yisrael v'kavrasa. In regards to Tzikiyahu, excuse me, Tzikiyahu we're going to get to in a moment. In regards to Avia, the of Yeravam, the Pasuk says, V'safdu loy kol Yisrael v'kavrasa. And he did only one good thing. There was one thing that was good that was found in him. Certainly, the children of Rabbi Yishmael. My Dover Tov, what exactly was a good thing that Avia Bar Yeravam did? Because the Pasuk says, Yan Nimtzavo Dover Tov. So what exactly is that good thing? That he nullified here Misham Rasso means the custom of his father, who had stopped being Ola Regal, and he went. And the other says that he was Mevatel the watchman, that his father had prevented Klal Yisrael to go to the regel, so that Aviyah had changed. Period. Nen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'amar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when he was talking to Rabbi Yishmael about the death of his children, he quoted the pasuk, "Bishaloim Tomus uvemis rafais avisecham lachem rishonim." This pasuk comes from Yirmiyahu Yisrafulach. Now we talk about Tzidkio. The Yirmiyahu said that this custom that they used to have, that they used to burn the mita and the klei tashmishim of the malachim, so too, they will do the same thing for you, Tzidkiyahu. That's what Yirmiyahu says. It says, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, V'alo dvarim kal v'chomer, is it kal v'chomer? Ma Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda? Shlo esal mitzvah achas. Tzidkiyahu did only one mitzvah. Now, Tosis is bothered. Tzidkiyahu was known as a tzadik gomor hoya. Ad kidei kach. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tesam Abayis says many laudatory things about Tzidkio. Nevertheless, there was only one mitzvah that he had done that was known as being Latovas Haklal in the Psukim themselves. But it's a big kasha of how do you relate that to the fact that Chazal say that he was a tzaddik. So Tosa's answer is that's not mefurish in the Pasuk. The only thing that's mefurish in the Pasuk is they took Yirmiyahu out from the mud. We said the last person who came in to give nechama for Rabbi Shmuel is Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Akiva Amar. Bayom hu yigdal hamispeh b'Yerushalayim. There'll be a day that there will be a tremendous hesped in Yerushalayim. kemisbad, like the hesped of ha-dadrimon bevikas migidon. And this is when Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed, b'mulchemes goig u'magoig. That's how the pasuk is understood. Nevertheless, v'amar of Yosef malit yaguma, without targum yonis and the haikra, lo yadanamayka avar. I wouldn't have known that's talking about the hesped for Mashiach ben Yosef. And this is what is said in the Targum Yonasan, the Biyoima Hu Yiska Mispeid Yerushalayim, the time of the Geula, of the Hespeid Amashiach ben Yosef, Kimispada da Achav bar Omri de Kotli Yosef Hadidramon ben Tavirimon Biramon Skilot, like when Achav killed Hadidramon Melech Haram, Ukimispada de Yosef bar Amon de Kotli Yosef Parachagira Bigas Megiddo, as well as the Hespeid in Megiddo that Yoshio ben Amon killed Paro Melech Mitzrayim. So we know that they made a big hesped for Achav. V'alo dvarim kavachomu ma'achom el Yisroel shalas lo dover echod, v'chsev ha'melech ha'yemamad b'merkava, noich acharam. That he strengthened himself, Achav has strengthened himself, that even when he was mortally wounded, this way the people of Klal Yisroel would not be too over-intimidated when they were being chased by Aram. Kach banav shoy b'shmol ha'achas kama kama. Certainly, the sons of Rabbi Yishmael, who were Bali Madrega, much harder than Achav, so then in such a case, they are Ra'ui for a Hesped Gadol. The Gemara continues, Amar Le Rava, the Rabba Bar Mari. Rava said to Rabba Mari, Ksiv Bei B'Tzidkiyo. It says in regards to that Yirmiyo said to Tzidkiyo, B'Shalom Tomus, that you will die in peace, and the Uchsiv. But the problem is that the Pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar tortured Melech Tzidkiyahu, because the Pasuk says, Ves'eni Tzidkiyahu Iver, he blinded the eyes of Tzidkiyahu. Amar Leh, so he responded. Rabbi Bar Mari answered the question of the Pasuk. Now that we spoke about Tzidkiyahu, we talk about these problems in the Psukim. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemes Nebuchadnezzar B'yomav, that even though he gouged his eyes, but nevertheless, that Tzidkiyahu outlived Nebuchadnezzar. And that's what he means. It was B'shalom, because ultimately it's B'shalom that his fiend, his foe, died before him. And that is, Nebuchadnezzar passed away beforehand. It says in regard to Melech Yoshio, who is the young, wondrous king, who leads a tremendous tshuva, ultimately, though, does not seem to follow the Ratzon Hashem, and leads a rebellion because he's too confident, and ultimately is killed by the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and that's one of the big tragedies in our history. Lochein, the pasuk says, "Hinni yosif chalav asecho nesafta al kivreisecho b'shalom." That Chulda Hanaviya in Malachim Beis says that you will go to your forefathers in peace. Peace asks Rava the Rabba Bar Marhu Ksiv, the awful death of the great Yoshio. Vayoru hayorin lemelech Yoshio. They sent arrows and turned it into a sieve. Amar of Yudam Rav Shasol Kikvara turned into a sieve. Amar Lei Hacham Rabbi Yochanan. How do you reconcile this psukim? Shalochar Beis Hamikdash B'yamav. That it was B'shalom, and that ultimately he didn't see the destruction of Beis Hamikdash in his days. As we observed above, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who began, and not the other people who were around him who came to Menachem. And that's consistent with one of the rules which Rabbi Yochanan is about to teach. 7 lines of Bad Mam Rabbi Yochanan. Ein Menachem Rishon Lamar Dover. They cannot say anything at Sheyiftach Ovel. The Ovel is supposed to begin talking. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Iov, Achri Ken Pasach Iov Espiu V'Hodar Vayana Lifas Hatem Money. Only after Iov started talking did his friends who came to be Menachem come to speak. Om Rabbi Yevom Menayin LaOvel Shemesid Berosh. How do we know that an Ovel is supposed to sit in the head? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Evchar Darkin ve'eshev roish ve'eshkain kimelech bagdud kasher avelim yinachem. This is in regards to Iov, that the Ovel sits like a king in the front. Asks the Gemara, is that the simple reading of the pasuk? Doesn't it say kasher avelim yinachem? Yinachem achrini mashma. Someone else is sitting in the front. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak yinachem yinochem ksiv. That it's written as yinochem, the one who's receiving the nechama, and we darshan the pasuk according to its simple pshat. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, minayin l'chassan shemesid b'raish. How do we know a chassan is supposed to sit at the head of the table? Shenemar kechassa yichahem paher ma koyim b'raish. Just like a koyin sits in the front, afchassam b'raish. The Kohen Gufei Minol, and how do we know a Kohen sits in the front? The Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, Viki Dashto, a very, very important halacha. Viki Dashto, that the Pasuk says that we're supposed to be Mekadesh the Kohen. Viki Dashto, Ki Eslebchem Elokecha, Hu Makriv. If I'm not mistaken, that appears in Parshas Emor. And this is a mitzvah. And this, the Gemara darshins that he's Lechol Davar Shebe Kedusha, Leftoyach Rishon, Levarach Rishon, that he comes first. The primary source of this also appears in Gittin on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis. And the mitzvah is that he should open up first for Kriyas HaTorah. He should be the one to introduce benching, as well as V'lit Almanu Yafar Rosh Hashanah, he's supposed to take the nicest food. Now that's a very, very interesting question of whether we're talking about all food, or are we talking about specifically the Matnos Kahuna. Bar continues on bottom line. Chav Chesam Abayz Armi Chanina Kashi Yitzias Neshama Min Aguf. The difficulty of the neshama leaving the body is Kitzipori Mipnei Haveshet, like taking out a rope that is tied into a ship, because it's so intertwined. The neshama is so intertwined with the guf. Could very well be that the tzaddikim that are zocha to a smooth ptira is because the neshama is not so intertwined with the guf. In other words, his guf. He didn't confuse his guf and neshama. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kifiture b'fi veshet, like the knot of two boats together. That's really hard to take apart the knot. Vamar Rabbi Bar Chayosa haNifter min ameis, someone who parts from a meis, lo yoimar should not say lo yoimar lo deich shalom lishalom. Don't say to him, go to peace. Eloleich bishalom, go with peace. We'll explain in a moment haNifter. But if you leave somebody who's alive, lo yomer lo leich bishalom, elo leich lishalom. Then you say, go to peace. The Ritva explains, it's quoted as saying, that someone who goes to visit a particular place, he needs to daven that he's going to go to a place where there is shalom. So it's leich lishalom to someone who's alive, who's going somewhere. And that hence, leich lishalom. However, someone who's leaving a niftar, it's bishalom, that you're telling him to go with shalom, in other words, with maisim tovim and dvarim shel shlemus. Not to a place of shalom, that we already know is the olam ha'emes is shalom. But rather, bishalom, we're giving him a bracha that he should take good things with him. Haniftar min ha'meis, and haniftar min ha'chai are two different things, the Gemara continues. Haniftar min ha'meis, lo yomar lo leich l'shalom, el leich bishalom, shenemar, we have a pasuk that says, v'ato tova l'vasecho bishalom. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, to go bishalom with the peace of all the pieces of peace that Avram Avinu had, who was one story of Shlemus. And the opposite, Anifta men ameis lo yomer lo leich lishalom, elo leich bishalom, that is exactly seen in that pasuk. However, Anifta men achai lo yomer lo leich bishalom, elo leich lishalom, he says, go to peace. Sherei David Amar Avshalom Leich Bishalom. He said to him, go with peace. V'halach v'nisla. And ultimately, that was the last words that he said to Avshalom. And of course, his hair got stuck in the tree. And ultimately, he was shot. Yisro. Sh'amar l'meisha Leich l'shalom. But Yisro said to Meisha Rabbeinu, go to peace. Halach v'latzliach. And he needed that bracha because Egypt, the Gehenim hole of Egypt, he needed that bracha that should be shalom for him. And Taka was Mekuyim. The Gemara continues. Three lines left to our Mesech. Va'amar Rabbi Levi. Chavtesam an alfa ma'ikot. Kol yoytzim beis ha'knesset to beis ha'medrash. Anybody who goes from the beis ha'knesset to the beis ha'medrash, beis ha'medrash, beis ha'knesset, zoicha l'mekab, u'mekab u'pnei shechina, then you're zoicha to accept the face of the shechina. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yechul mechayil elchayil, the pasuk in Tehillim, Yeroel Elokim b'tzion. So you should go from valor to valor, from strength to strength. And Rav Chiya bar Ashi adds something to the pasuk, which is a fascinating conclusion to our Masechta. Am Rav Chiya bar Ashi, I'm a Rav, in the name of Rav, Talmidei Chacham ein lahem menucha. Talmidei Chacham don't have rest, afil lo mabo. They never rest. And here, it would seem that rest means stagnation. Shenema yochu michayil ochayil, yeroa el elokim b'tzion. They're constantly moving, constantly thriving, constantly growing. And this, Be'ez HaShem, is a beautiful way for us to conclude the Daf Yomi. for Meseches Ma'id Katan, Hadron Lach Velo Megachno Selikale, Meseches Ma'id Katan, that we should continue to go Michael Achayel, we should not rest on our laurels, and we should know that the Tafkid of Talmidei Chachamim, and there are many, many out there who are Talmidei Chachamim, who are quite busy, who are working, supporting families, supporting all of the things that are good, but at the end of the day, they're going Michael Achayel. We need to every once in a while take a healthy break, but never to Bikesh Yaakov Leishri Bashavla, never to try to just kick our legs up, but always to try to strive for more and more and more as we continue to grow in being greater and greater Talmidei Chacham. It's a slow process, sometimes not an easy process, but Baruch Hashem, we're close to our 800th daf together. Yes, I also missed a daf here, a daf there, and that's okay, but Baruch Hashem, we're marching together in the beautiful symphony of the dapim of Klal Yisrael. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Meseches Ma'id Katan.